The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hello.
All right, guys, we are back. This episode is entitled The Bizarro Jerry. In this episode, the title and the plot extensively refers to the Bizarro or polar opposite of Superman and Bizarro Earth concepts that originally appeared in the various comic book for DC. So in this episode, Kramer takes on a job for some strange reason at this like corporate office. Elaine becomes friends with this guy that she was dating. She decides that she just wants to be friends. And he's like, yeah, I think I would like that. He's the guy from the last episode. And he has sort of bizarro versions of George and Kramer as friends. George is dating this woman. And she's very attractive. And he realizes sort of the theory of the hot girl cave kind of thing, which we'll talk about. Jerry is dating Elaine's friend who has, as he refers to it, she has man hands, which I did not realize that that's what this episode was from the title.
Me neither. Yeah.
I was like, oh, this, okay. This is a pretty classic episode. So the episode opens up with, George, Kramer, and Jerry. They swing by this office building. And because Kramer has to go to the bathroom, and George is like, no, you got to use the bathroom here. It's the best bathroom in the entire city, right? It's awesome. And Jerry's like, yeah, he would know, because like those are the weird things that are very important to George. And so when Kramer's in the bathroom, he's like, yeah, just go on without me. I'm going to be a while. And George and Jerry see the secretary that's sitting there, a receptionist, and like she's to them extremely good looking, and Jerry's like, why don't you use your line about, you know, having a widow and all this other stuff? And he's like, yeah, no, it's not gonna work. And so they leave, right? But he's very much into her. Then we cut to Elaine sitting down with her boyfriend, and she's like, look, I really like Kevin. You but Kevin. She's like, I really like you, but I think we'd just be better off as friends. And he's like, yeah, I think I'd like that. Like, just friends. Okay. Like he's like a very easygoing guy in this way, right? And so then we sort of cut back to Kramer talking to this dude about the copier at that place that he was at, this office that he was taking a shit, I guess. And they're like, all right, come on, man, we got that meeting. And he just like goes in and starts acting like he works there because he's a fucking weirdo. Back at Monk's, Elaine is sitting there with George and Jerry, and she's like, hey, I got this friend I want to set you up with to Jerry. And he's like, I don't know. And she pulls out a picture of someone. He's like, oh, okay. Like, all right, let's make this happen.
Puts the stats on the back of the picture, like, you know.
Yeah. She's like this tall and XYZ.
Yeah, this is her chest size. And oh, okay. Well, then that'll work.
Yeah.
I'll meet her.
Yeah, this is what I'm into. And so George is like, wow, she is really good looking. And he's looking at the picture and he goes, if I had this picture and told people that this was my fiance, then like, I think that my story would work. And she's like, okay, like that's a bit weird. And he's like, can I borrow this? And she goes, no. And he just takes the picture anyway, which is funny.
Yo, by the way, like, way to shit on your dead wife, I guess.
Right. Like, I mean, I would argue Susan isn't like the best looking person I've ever seen, but like, no, she's not ugly, dude. Like, she's just like real regular. Like, just a real regular looking woman. He was like, nah, fuck that. My uggo ex fiance. So we cut to George, and this is where the episode kind of really gets rolling. We cut to George back at that office building, and he sees that receptionist, and he goes, I'm here to see Mr. Art Vandelay. And of course, she's like, there is no Mr. Vandelay here. And he's like, well, let me check my wallet to, you know, make sure I'm getting the name right. And he pretends to drop the picture of this woman. And he's like, oh, you know, sorry about that.
Pretends,
he,
right?
He like frantically throws it at her.
He pulls it out and throws it at her. And is just like, oops. I did that one time, not in this scenario, but like a fake, oh, I dropped something. When I was working security at Target, I would flip a coin, right? Because it's fucking boring. You're just standing up there and you got nothing to do. So I'm flipping a coin, right? And I can catch a fucking coin, right? Like, it's not hard. But this one woman was coming through the checkout. And I wanted to, like, get a look at, you know, what was going on behind her, right? Like, I hate it when you leave, but I love it when you walk away type of thing. So I flipped it. And then just, oops, oh, I dropped the coin. I guess I got to bend all the way over and turn around. And all right, I enjoy what you're working with.
Wow, dude.
And
you're this guy. You're that security guard. You were that security guard. Everyone's like, that guy's a, like, if I'm walking through the store and I saw him, like, that guy's a real piece of shit. I mean, I'm not saying that I wouldn't. Look, I'm just saying that move is a real piece of shit move. Know?
I mean, don't come in your Sunday best, you know, your dress don't need to be tight for Jesus, guys. Like, it doesn't. Like,
no, it don't. It don't.
It really doesn't.
Jesus doesn't need to see the outline of your labia through your bodycon dress. I do, but Jesus doesn't. Save a little something for the Holy Ghost. That's wild. That is a wild move. I certainly have not done that one. However, there is a large part of this episode that I absolutely subscribe to. So he shows her, you know, she sees the picture. She's like, wow, she's lovely. Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. And he's like, yeah, you know, that's my fiance, but she died. And, you know, she's like, oh my God. You know, she's like, hi, I'm whatever her name is. Right. And so she's like immediately interested in him. Right. And so they start talking and everything is like, okay, things are like kind of working. He's sort of Kramer in the middle of George talking, he sort of hears like this conversation as these bunch of corporate guys are walking behind him, getting on the elevator. And he could have sworn that he heard a familiar voice, and it's Kramer, of course. He doesn't see him, but it's him, like, you know, hanging out with all these corporate guys as if he actually works there. Jerry goes on a date with Elaine's friend, Jillian, and they meet, and she's got, every time they zoom in on her hands, it's clearly a dude. Like, it's clearly a dude's hands. It's like shaking his hand.
The hands belong to a guy named James Reckart, who Jerry Seinfeld personally cast. Because he just remembered him from some acting classes that he took one time. He was like, you know what? You're a big dude. How would you like your hands to make a cameo?
Oh, that's kind of cool, though. Like, that he remembered that specific guy. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Jerry meets back up with – he's obviously very turned off to this. And he meets up with Elaine, and he's like – God, man hands. Like, what am I supposed to do? As if this is a normal thing to complain about, right?
Hold on. You dating a woman with man hands?
I mean, she's snapping them backs at a lobster? Like, maybe not.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, my hands aren't like meaty paws.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, no, yo, I can't, like, I don't know, yo. I can't be with a woman who's got like bear of claws for hands,
like bruises. She's got mitts. just catching baseballs with no mitt on. Like, nah, I got it. Bow. Like, don't even need it. Like, I don't need that. But they're like, as much as I'm into like fitness chicks, like the one thing that would probably bother me is like a woman with like mad like. Deadlift calluses all over. It's like, if you rub your face, like, how about you don't? Like, how about you don't? How about you don't? Like, why don't we just box? Like, come on, man. I'm just being a dick. But for real, like, that's kind of like a concern of mine. Not really. Can she still give a hand job? Be a little rough.
I mean,
put some shape. Put some shape.
Not like you haven't. Not like you haven't had your hands on it.
Right.
So,
exactly. Like, how bad could it be? It gets you where you need to go. So Kramer back in this office, Kramer is like making breakfast for himself before he goes out to work in the morning and like doing all these corporate things. And it's all, you know, very, very serious corporate thing. Jerry meets up with, Jerry's on the phone with George, and George is like, oh, I'm going out on this date, you know, with this girl, you know, it's working out and all this other stuff. And, he's like, he had explained this theory, the hot girl cave theory, right? Which is once you're dating one of them, like you get in on the, you get access to the hot girl cave, right? And that's where all the hot girls are. This is true. This is a theory I also share with George. I used to tell my wife this when we first started dating, because my wife, who is a very hot woman, has a lot of hot friends. And I was like, why are all of your friends incredibly attractive? I was like, yo, what is going on? Like when I first met her, I was like, you have like way too many like crazy hot friends. And she was like, I don't know, like whatever. I was like, no, it's a hot girl cave theory. I was like, I said from Seinfeld, like you've never seen that episode? I was like, that's true. And like now that I'm in, like I meet all these people, like they don't exist outside of this cave. That's how it works.
That is 100% true. Yeah. You know who I used to be engaged to. And while I won't say that she's not attractive, she wasn't like...
She's not hot.
A hot girl, right?
No.
And
I'll say she it. Didn't, she wasn't.
And she wasn't around, and she didn't hang around like a bunch of hot people, right? Like,
right.
Now, I too am a married man who thinks his wife is hot. And you've seen my wife's friends.
Yeah,
they're mad true. Attractive.
You know? Yeah, you know, no, it's true. It's true. Like once you get, and then the fucked up thing is like the door opens and you're like, what the fuck is going on? You're like, where were all of y'all? And it's like, well, now that party is over. You can't do nothing. Nah, you a friend to them. Like now you just gotta be the good guy. Like that's it. Yeah, that's true. Like George goes out to this club with her. Every woman there is a model. Like every woman. Oh, we used to do modeling together. But I just got back from Paris and like all this other shit. And he meets these other women that are her friends, Annabelle, Justina, and Mickey. And they all meet. And George is like being George. So he's kind of a loser. And they're all making these faces like, ugh, how fucking lame is this guy? And then like one of them says something. And, she's like, oh, I just got back from Paris. It was such a bore. He's like, you know who loved Paris? My former fiance, mm-hmm. Susan.
My dead fiance.
That's no, my dead fiance.
My dead fiance. Because George doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. And so he shows him a picture, which isn't weird at all, on a date. And all the women are like, oh, wow, she's really beautiful. Like, oh, okay, this guy definitely deserves to be in the hot girl cave. And so the hot black model is like, would you like to dance? He's like, yes. Like my life is going great. Cut back to Jerry on a date with old man hands. And she's just like, they cut to her ripping loaves of bread apart, like twisting off a bottle, like opening a bottle of beer. And he was like, it wasn't a twist off. Like snap it off. And at one point they get lobster, I think. She touches his face. She's like, you have something on your face. It's an eyelash. And it's like this giant meaty hand. It's like touching his face. She's like, oh, it's an eyelash. Blow it. And he's like, I don't want to. Please don't. And then they get lobster and she just snaps the back of this thing with no fucking problem.
Yo, like lobsters aren't like difficult to break apart, right? But at the same time, like the visual of it,
I mean? Like, and the noise, like all right, like good lord,
like it's already dead. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, stop abusing this poor animal. So then we meet Kevin's friends. Elaine meets Kevin's friends.
At this point, Jerry had told her about, he had explained what, did he at this point? I think he did. He explained what Bizarro Superman was.
Right, because she went to Reggie's, which is Bizarro Monks on the other side of town.
Yeah, yeah. And I enjoyed that conversation because he's explaining and it's like, you know, when he leaves, he says hello. And when he goes, he says, when he leaves a room, he says hello. And when he enters a room, he says goodbye. And she's like, well, is it the opposite of goodbye, bad bye? Like, it's such a, like, and then she's just like, well, is Bizarro Superman black?
Because yeah, right. Superman, like, she starts asking all these questions, right?
And it's just hilarious to me because, like, as a person, I'm sure you can relate, as a person who has to explain comic shit to someone that obviously does not give a fuck about it.
Right.
I felt Jerry's pain there.
Yeah. Is he black? No, he's more of a white, purplish color, I guess, depending. Which is obviously the right color. Yeah, that whole conversation is hilarious. And then later on in Kevin's apartment, he actually has a Bizarro Superman statue, which is funny because obviously Jerry has a Superman statue in his apartment. So she meets Kevin's friends, Jean, who is the stand-in for George, and Feldman, who is clearly a stand-in for Kramer. And it's very weird because they're all like good-natured and like wholesome people, you know, obviously in making the huge statement that the characters we know are not. they are just horrendous human beings. So George is explaining to Jerry about the hot girl cave. And he's like, it's real, Jerry. It's real. Like, it was awesome. There's so many models there. It was great. And Jerry's like, all right, so you're going to keep dating this woman? And he's like, no, I'm breaking up with her. Like, I'm in the walls, man. Like, I don't need her anymore. And he's like, so you're going to burn that bridge? And he's like, flame on. There's actually a lot of comic book references in this episode.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, man, like, can you take me with you? He's like, what would you wear? Like, how am I going to take you?
Like, you're not good enough.
Right, right. Like, oh, yeah, George. George is the cool guy, fucking, you know, the man. Like, all right, bro. Then they do this sort of like husband and wife couple thing with Kramer and Jerry. How Kramer's like busy in the office and Jerry is this housewife wearing a robe around, like, we don't even talk anymore. And like, you're just going to that job, you know, all the time. And Kramer's like, this is the craziest time of year for me. He's like, it's your third day. Like, what are you talking about, dude? Jerry's like, call if you're going to be late. You know, there's like this whole thing, right? Elaine is like, look, I met like the Bizarro group of people and they do good things. They're like, they read. Jerry's like, I read. It's like, books, Jerry, books. He's like, all right, you got me there. And she has this whole thing about, like, I'm not going to pour over every excruciating minute of your lives. I can't do this. Like, I'm not going to come hang out with you guys every day. She's like, I think I'm out. Like, I'm just done. I'm going to go hang out with these other people.
You ever get tired of hanging out with your friends? You got a lot of friends, though. Like,
not anymore.
I don't have a lot of friends.
I whittled that group down considerably.
Yeah. I don't like a lot of friends. My wife has a lot of friends. I don't like a lot of friends because it's, you know, it's birthdays and you got to like hang out with them. Like, I don't have time to hang out with a bunch of different people. Like, I don't want to do that.
No, I mean, I think that's just a product of getting older, right? Like, you just, you start to have friends based on like less broad interests, I guess. Right. And I know they're like young people thinking like, well, that sucks. Not really. Like, because you don't like, there's certain shit I'm just not interested in. And in the past, I'd just be like, all right, well, you know, okay, we'll see. Now I'm just like, nah, I don't give a fuck about that.
I have a group of anime friends, you know what I mean? Right. But like, I don't, you know, and they're very nice people. But I'm not hanging out with them. Yeah, I'm not. You know when I see them? I used to see them once or twice a year when the big anime conventions would come up.
Right.
And then I was just like, you know what? These anime conventions are a little too expensive for me to just not be into this as much. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
So, you know, I'm not going to hang up the phone if they call, but I'm also not going to pick up the –
I'm not going to pick up the phone
to call them. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah, like – yeah, there's, I mean, I would argue, I don't, I mean, certainly because of the pandemic, I don't hang out with like anybody. But I mean, prior to the pandemic, that circle of friends was pretty small. Like, I don't fuck with people like that. Like, I just, eventually you get to the point where you're like, I have friends that I've lasted for a long time. Nope.
You're welcome.
I know. It's the best I could do. It's the best I could do. So, like, once you get past a certain point, I'm like, all right, you're in. I also, like back in the day when I had, like, a lot more, when I had, like, a larger friend party of friends, and they were all, like, all over the place, right? They all served different interests. I would eventually just be driving one day, and I'd be like, you know what? Fucking sick of that person, and I would just never hang out with them again. Like, I just had that. Like, if I was ever driving and I, like, my mind kind of blanked where I'm like not really listening to music and I'm just kind of thinking, 9 times out of 10 somebody getting cut out of the group. Like, I just I'm good.
I did that with Larkin.
That's a smart move.
Yeah, I just didn't want to, like, I got tired. Like, he's a talker, right? And you're a talker, but like, he's a talker. Like, you're a talker with substance. He's a talker just to kind of like talk. Like, what did Elaine say? Like, going over the minutia of shit. Like,
I don't care enough.
Like, he would be into like fan casting, and not just like fan casting, but like, cause fan casting is kind of fun, right? But he would go into like intricate details about like how he would like rewrite movies. And while that can be fun, it's not fun every day. That's why we don't do a podcast every day.
Right.
Who knows?
he's gotta be famous at this point, right?
Oh shit,
found him on Facebook. Yep, there he is, but he still doesn't show his face. I just remember him always having comic book characters as his, like, damn, he only got 92 friends. That's all he got. See, that's sad.
Well, hey,
are you friends with him?
Nope. Not that, damn, I know of.
Wow. That's terrible.
I told you, yo. I just, you know, I don't need to open that door. Because if I open that door, it's my own fault for what comes in. It's like inviting a vampire into your house.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is. I mean, it quite literally is. That's why there were certain people who have reached out and been like, hey, let's like rekindle friendship. I'm good. God bless. Yeah. I'm good. I don't need it. I don't need it. No. And some people are like not like regular vampires. They're like, what are they? Energy vampires. they just suck all the energy out of you. I'm like,
suck all the joy out of you, man. It's like, all right.
Yeah, I don't need any of that. No, thanks. Look, I wish you, however you are, all the luck in the world. I just don't want to be around it.
I don't wish them luck, right? Like, I just, you know, I hope you don't die. Yeah, but I'm not gonna wish you good fortune.
No, I do. I wish people good fortune. I don't want to hear about it, and I don't want to see it.
I need that good fortune. You give that good fortune to me.
God. All or nothing, like student loan debt. So next we see Elaine walking down the street, and she runs into Jerry, George, and Kramer. as they're all hanging, they're hanging out, going to the coffee shop, and then she runs into Kevin, Gene, and Feldman. And it's like they have this meetup, and they're like, oh, this is fucking weird. She's like, oh, excuse me for a second, fellas, as she talks to Kramer, Jerry, and George. And so they're all talking, and like she realizes like she would much rather be with Kevin, Gene, and Feldman just because like they're reasonable human beings and the other three are fucking idiots. And George
like,
is
like she goes to she goes to talk to her normal friends and her regular friends, and they're like, everything they say is about them and something that they need, right?
Right.
And then she looks over at the Bizarro friends, and they're all giving bills to a homeless person,
right?
Like dollar bills, and I'm like, whoa, that is
you can't even fathom that.
I what a bill
money to the homeless? No, they're just gonna spend it on booze. Get out of here. But that's what I'm gonna spend it on. So whatever. Help them out. So she leaves with them. George comes over. He's like, hey, can I come too? And she's like, we already have a George. Sorry. He's like, okay, fair enough. We cut back to the corporate office where Kramer's boss is firing him and saying that his work stinks. And he's like, yeah, I'm having a little bit of trouble at home. I'm trying to work harder. I'll work nights and weekends or whatever it takes. And the guy's like, no, I don't think that's going to do it. These reports you handed in make it seem like you don't have any business training at all. And he's like, I don't even know what this is supposed to be. And so he's going to fire him. And he goes, well, I don't even work here. And the guy's response is great. He goes, and that's what makes this so tough. Which I thought was great. So he gets fired from his job. George goes back to the Hot Girl Club, and he goes up to this woman, and she's like, are you even supposed to be here? Like, you seem like I'm a loser. And he's like, yeah, this is my dead ex-fiance. And she's like, did you cut this out of a magazine? Because the picture he had was ruined by his hairdryer. And it turns out that the picture he showed her was a picture of her from a Clinique ad. And so he gets kicked out of the club. Jerry, she goes over to Bizarro Jerry's apartment, and it's quite literally Jerry's apartment, but reversed, even with a Bizarro Superman statue.
Let me see if there's anything else. Jerry has a bicycle hanging next to his bathroom door. Bizarro Jerry has a unicycle hanging on the opposite side of his bathroom door. Their apartment numbers are the same, 5A. What else? Larry David's name is Larry Gene David. That's where Gene's name comes from.
Oh, interesting.
Is there anything else that I can see here? No. But Jerry has like pasta. Jerry has cereal, yeah. And Bizarro Jerry has pasta. Like, it's a bunch of like little things in this set that are like little callbacks to being reversed, right? Like the fact that Bizarro Jerry locks his doors, but he has like four locks,
right?
Feldman doesn't just come in, he knocks and announces himself, and it's then
Feldman from across the hall.
There's a Bizarro Newman
Vargas,
who works for FedEx and not the postal service. Both equally trash.
Yeah. UPS is easily the best. Fucking.
Oh, absolutely. I hate FedEx, yo. I hate them. This is just a cool little scene.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty good. Vargas brings over two tickets to Kevin, and Kevin's like, and he even does the like Vargas, like as a positive, like, oh, that guy's so good.
Ah, Vargas.
And so he's like, I got two tickets to something, and she does the get out thing, and she just like knocks Kevin down, like hurting him, like legitimately hurting him. And they're like, what is wrong with you?
Have you done enough already? Like, get out of here. And so that thus severing their relationship. Because she was a psychopath. You know, proving she knows where she needed to be. George takes Jerry down to the club. It has now become a meatpacking plant again. Because once he was exposed, his theory is that they moved the hot girl cave to a different place. And sure shit, that's exactly what happened. Go ahead.
There's a stinger. We'll talk about the stinger, and then I want to do a thought exercise before we leave. There's a stinger, which just kind of shows the Bizarro friends and their lives. Mm-hmm. And like Feldman, Bizarro Kramer brings over groceries.
Yeah.
which is just funny to me. And it's like, the only thing that would have made this stinger better is if we saw a Bizarro Elaine. Because I would have loved to have seen what a Bizarro Elaine looks like.
Yeah.
Not looks like, but you know, like acts not like physically it. Looks like, but yeah, what she acts like. Right. Let me ask you a question. This is all about like opposites. If I were to describe your Bizarro, right?
Oh God.
so the Bizarro concept is not about like physically, right? Like
right.
What is the
because they're actually right? They all look alike,
right? Like it, but it's in essence the opposite of your personality, right? Sure. Or some defining trait that you have, right? And you are like a very political person, right? Like that's your pastime.
Yes.
I would imagine that Bizarro J or Yaj, as I called you on Dense Pixels, is probably like I'm trying to imagine like hyper conservative J, right? Like,
oof, good God.
Like you're not like a psycho liberal, but you wouldn't. No. So you wouldn't be a psycho conservative either. But you'd be just enough of a conservative to be a fucking problem, right? Because I wouldn't imagine that you would be, well, you would be dumb because you would be conservative, but you wouldn't be like an idiot. You'd be like wily.
I feel like I don't even want to say this because like I don't like to put things like this out into the universe because I'm gonna pay, I'm gonna pay dearly for this. I feel like I'd be like a Ben Shapiro. Like I feel like that's, I think Ben Shapiro is like, that's the exact opposite of me. Like politically, that's exactly the opposite of me.
I think he is your Bizarro. Right?
No, he is. Like he is.
He is a proud, religious person.
Yeah, he really,
who is
he white?
Yeah.
He's white. Like,
yeah, he's going. He's, whose religion, even if you were a religious person, would be the opposite of the religion that you grew up with.
It would be the opposite. Yeah, it would be. yeah, no, that's true.
Wow.
I personally think that my sister, my biological sister, is a piece of shit. He wants to fuck his sister. Like, you know, that's the difference. Like, that's true. I think it's Ben Shapiro. I don't know that there's a better person, like all wrapped into one package, that is a better prime example of Bizarro J. It's Ben Shapiro.
Oh shit, that is hilarious.
He talks incredibly fast. I don't think I talk that fast. I think
you don't talk like this, right? Like right.
You're not trying to get shit. I'm not trying to get shit past somebody by speaking fast. that fucking guy. Yeah, it's Ben Shapiro, and that's why I said I hate to even put that out into the ether. But I'm going to pay for it. I know I'm going to pay for it.
Look, I know that the people listening to this are like real hardcore fans of ours, right? Oh. We appreciate you and we love you, and to show that appreciation and love, I'm really going to need somebody to Photoshop Jay and Ben Shapiro.
I knew that was fucking coming. I knew it was coming. Of course. Why not? Now let's see. Who could I think of now? Because I know myself really well, so I could pick that person. Who is your doppelganger?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I have no idea if there is a celebrity or not even celebrity, like a named person that right. people would know that could be my opposite, because I'm not really I'm an enigma, and
wrapped
I guess
in a
the
nestle
opposite.
Of wrapped in a nest in a nest of questions.
Right. So if there were to be a doppelganger of myself, it would probably have to be someone who is like a social media whore, right?
Yeah. They'd have to be like a total like massive extrovert, right?
Yeah. But I don't think there is a famous person.
Maybe not a famous person, no.
Down. Not a famous person, because I'm fucking legendary.
Right.
And the opposite of that.
Obviously. And humble. Don't forget humble. In the words of Donald Trump, I'm the most humble person you've ever met. Like, you know what? That makes sense. You know what? You said that shit out loud. It makes sense to you, you fucking dickhead. I'm the most non-racist person you've ever met. Yeah, that's what a racist would say. Yeah, I feel like I always describe you to other people. I always describe you as you have Peter Parker syndrome. That's who you are, right? Like,
yeah, I can see.
So, like, I feel like Spider-Man is the opposite of Peter Parker in a lot of ways, right? So, like, yeah, it would have to be. Yeah, it would be somebody who is just like really over the top.
I was gonna say
someone who is like an extreme extrovert, some person who has a high voice, and then I'm like, so it's me. So, like, ironically, it's me. But you know, you and I are very similar in a lot of ways, though. We are super similar.
You know who my doppelganger would be? I think my doppelganger would be Demetrius, right? Like, that dude is extrovert. He's a social media whore. And look, I say this with love, Demetrius, but like, you are fucking on. You are on that fucking like social media shit.
I mean, that's what he does. He does. That's why he does well.
Like, we like similar things, but like, he is really into it.
Yeah,
and physically, we are the complete opposite.
Yes, you are. That's
true. We're about the same height, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that might be my doppelganger.
Yeah. From olive oil to Bluto. Very different. Very different.
Right. Very different. Like, if I took the fucking super soldier serum and shit.
Like, oh, look, it worked. Yeah, no, that's pretty good. I like that. Yeah, I really hate the fact that I just mentioned Ben Shapiro. Like, I feel that's hilarious.
That's hilarious. It makes so much sense.
Yo, it's exactly correct. God, I hate it.
Look, to your credit, that just proves how self-aware you are, and most people need to know how self-aware they are.
I am sadly incredibly self-aware to my own demise. All right, that is it for this episode of Airing of Grievances. We will be back next week for The Little Kicks.
Really?